الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب صدق الله العلي العظيم Honorable Ulama, respected elders and brothers, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As an introduction, yesterday when I addressed the ladies in the afternoon, I started the talk with this anecdote, and I'll start today's talk with the same anecdote. I said, young brothers, today my khitab address is primarily for our youngsters, inshallah, the shabab, the nojawan, and our beloved youth. So I said that there was a person, he went to somebody's shop, and he saw no customers there. He asked that owner, "Bhai, what you doing in your shop?" So he said, "I'm killing flies." So he asked him, "How many flies you killed so far?" So he said, 9 flies. 6 of them were females and 3 of them were males. So he said, "How you knew which one were females and which one were males?" So he said, "The female fly was sitting on the phone and the male flies were sitting on the table." So you must remember, you know, our sisters, how they love the mobile phones and telephones and how we love eating and drinking. So therefore, he made this imtiaz and he made this distinction also. Honorable ulama, brothers and beloved youth, inshallah, tonight we will discuss 3 topics. A person, an organization, an ummah that does not know its history cannot be motivated for the future. I repeat, a nation that does not know its past cannot be inspired, cannot be motivated for the future. Honorable youngsters and brothers, our Islamic and Muslim history is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and scholars and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. Remember, our Islamic history is too precious that we avoid it or forget it, Allah forbid. So let us go first to Quran Kareem, then we go to the Sunnah of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, then we study the lives of the Salafus Salih, our pious predecessors. That will be the first part. Then the second part, how can we bring that into our lives, inshallah? We will give you practical suggestions. And then the last 25 minutes, half an hour, inshallah, the floor will be open. Any questions you want to ask in Urdu, English, Arabic, Meman, Gujarati, Zulu, whatever you want, inshallah. Speaking of Zulu, our youngsters, they like to hear stories, you know. So our Ibrahim Bhai, who is my host, I believe they call him Ibrahim Bhai Collector. Maaf kijega, I'm calling you by that name. But anyway, Ibrahim Bhai Musa is, I think, the proper name. But anyway, so I told him one story just before I came now. I said there was one imam in South Africa, famous imam, we all can make mistakes. So Zuhur time, bichara, he went in front and, you know, he said, "Allahu Akbar." And then Zuhur time he read, "Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim," loudly. Now 30, 35 years ago, who knew maslas? So the muazzin from Malawi to the rescue, so he shouted from the back, "Tula, tula, tula, tula." Tula, tula in Zulu means keep quiet, keep quiet. So this time, so that is how he rectified and saved the situation. Let's come to our topic, honorable brothers and beloved youth. In the Quran Kareem, what does Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala tell us about the youth? Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. In the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah uses this word for two prophets and messengers alayhi salatu salam. لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in Nabi Muhammad Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, you have the perfect role model. And regarding Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Indeed, you have a beautiful role model in Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is born in a place called Ur, U-R. And if you go to Iraq till today, you will find that portion there. It is a neighboring Turkey. He grows up there, he comes to Egypt, he comes to the Baytullah, all that. Now he sees his people there in Iraq, they are disbelievers, non-believers, and they are worshipping the idols. In his youth, he did not accept it. And then he went and he smashed their idols. What does Almighty Allah tell us about this incident? قَالُوا سَمِعِنَا فَتَىٰ. We heard there is a youngster. And that youngster's name is Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine Almighty Allah, no election for prophets, but there is selection for the prophets and messengers of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Fata. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions the incident of Ashabul Kahf. Our Mufti Sahib, Mawlana Sahib, told us now about Ashabul Kahf, that a group of youngsters, seven youngsters, the king called them and told them, you must denounce your Islam and your belief, otherwise I will kill you. But because you are so young, in the prime of your life, I give you extension in time. Lo and behold, the youngsters, every youngster, I appeal to you, if you take nothing from today's talk, at least take this one dua and supplication. They left the court of the king, and now to protect their iman, they went there by the cave. Idh awal fityatu ila al-kahfi. They went there to take shelter, and what dua did they make to Almighty Allah? Brothers, youngsters, we live in difficult times. Every day we need to beg Almighty Allah for His mercy. رَبَّنَا تِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh, beloved Allah, you grant us from your side that special mercy that will envelope us, that will encompass us. رَبَّنَا تِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهِيْءِ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Oh Allah, all our matters and affairs, you make the arrangements of Almighty Allah. The youngsters, seven youngsters, brothers, they made this dua. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala left them in the cave. When you go to Makkah Mukarramah, you visit Jabal al-Nur, and there on top you see Ghari Hira. Ghar means a narrow cave, and Kahf means a broad cave. So that is why we are supposed to call it Suratul Kahf, the broad cave. Almighty Allah left them there. Listen to Quran. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala left them there for 300 solar years. And if you take lunar years, was dadu tis'a. 309 lunar years Allah kept them. Subhanallah, the dog that was there with them, the dog also became highly appreciated. Imagine. وَقَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِهِ بِلْ. So Almighty Allah speaks of the dog that was there with them. Suhbat sali sali kunan, suhbat tali tali kunan. The dog was with pious people, so the rank and status of the dog also got elevated. Imagine we sit next to the fan and the air condition, so more coolness will come. We sit next to the heater or the fireplace, so more warmth will come. So the dog also went with and got elevated also. So this is Almighty Allah telling us about the youth and the youngsters. Surah to Yusuf. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. handsome person in the prime of his youth, and the woman wants to seduce him. How many of us today, Allah forbid, brothers, if we have to get seduced, Allah forbid, we will go hook, line and sinker right in the kariba there. So, you see, brother? So that is why in the ending of Surah Yusuf, Almighty Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Read Surah Yusuf. You will cry so many places. What his brothers did, what the rulers did, what the women did. But everywhere he begged Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, I'd rather go to jail. أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَكُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Ya Allah, rather take me to jail, but don't let me fall and succumb to what they want I must do. This is Iman at its highest level. So I'm just giving you some incidents from the noble Quran of the youth, Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then, my dear brothers, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's story. Read the whole Surah Yusuf, go to the ulama, Ahsan al-Qasas, and take the lessons from there. Then Ashabul Kahf, every Friday, Man qara'a Surat al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah, adha'a lahum min al-Nur ma bayn al-Jumu'atayn. We all want effulgence and nur, is authentic Sahih Hadith in Sunan Nasai. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf on a Friday, Allah will bless you with nur and effulgence from one Friday to the next Friday. Because there are so many messages there for the youth. Come to the ahadith mubarakah of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. At random we just take. Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif's hadith, the most authentic ahadith compilation. Sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhillu. Seven categories of people will be under the shade of Almighty Allah or the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne. Both translations you can make. On that day when there will be no shade. First one, Imamun Adilun, the just ruler, prime minister, president, call whatever you want to. Second one, Washabun Nasha'a fi ibadati Rabbi. That youngster who grew up worshipping Almighty Allah. When we are young, we are bursting with energy. We can do this, we can do that, we can do that. He suppressed his desires and to please Almighty Allah. So Allah says, informing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give that youth, that precious youth, these glad tidings. For you on the day of justice, your rank and status will be elevated. Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif hadith. The hadith is long. Second one, Nabi alayhi salam said, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, اغتنم خمسن قبل خمسك. Appreciate five things before five. Hayataka qabl mawtik. Your life before death. We can give 100 kwachas, 1,000 kwachas. We can fast, we can read Quran Kareem. All that we can do when a person dies, he can't do anything. Wa shababaka qabl haramik. And the youth before your old age comes. Baji has to walk to the masjid, it will take him long. Me and you, we have to come to the masjid quick. So we, the youth, I consider, I'm old now, but I'm saying I'm not cold, you know. Alhamdulillah. So anyway, you must remember this, that the youth, they are the leaders of tomorrow. So appreciate the youth Allah gave you. I give you one incident. All you youngsters, upstairs, downstairs, outside, listen to the incident. If someone has to come and ask us the story of Iraq, do we know what is Iraq? Iraq is that piece of land that is called Mesopotamia. The land Bain al-Furat and Bain al-Dijla, the land between the Euphrates River and the Tigris River, Ardur Rafidatain, in Arabic we call it. So you must remember that land is called Iraq. And Iraq means the shores, the banks. It's not the first time Iraq has come under invasion nowadays. Go study the history of Iraq. It has come under invasion so many times. A youngster, my dear youngsters, beloved youth, precious youth. A youngster, 10 years old, saved the day for the Ummah in Baghdad in Iraq. What is the story? Who is the 10-year-old youngster? A person, we call him the professor. The professor used to go to the ulama and the mashayikh and ridicule, mock them and say, none of you can answer this question. And for real, the ulama had difficult time answering him. A 10-year-old boy stood up and said, professor, you make the time, you arrange the venue, and I will be prepared to challenge you with debate. Lo and behold, my beloved youngsters, how today we are sitting in Lusaka, Jumma Masjid, Jami Masjid. What a beautiful masjid. Allah Ta'ala reward all of you, brothers. Ameen. I'm just digressing for a moment, you see. When we speak of the history of Islam, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala goes to Kufa, is also Iraq. And he stands there in Kufa and he takes his arrow. Do you know Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas? أَوَّلُ مَنْ رَمَى سَهْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ The first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah. That is Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. He stands in Kufa and he takes his arrow and he shoots it there. Then towards the right, then towards the left, and then turns around and this way. He tells the people, we're building a masjid here, build your houses around. Wherever they went, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they first built Allah's home, house, and then they built their own homes. So this is what our forefathers did. They came from India, to Lusaka, Zambia, South Africa, wherever they went. They first put up the masjid, and then they would build their own homes. This is their sadaqah jariyah. Take the lesson from that, my brothers. A great lesson. Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi rahimahullah wrote, he say, wherever the Muslims went, they went and first put the masjid, then they arranged a madrasa, and then they arranged the graveyard and the cemetery. So this professor used to say that there's no one who can beat me. This 10-year-old youngster stood up. You arrange the time and the venue. People came in their droves. What is this youngster going to do? Professor stood up. Question number one. Professor is asking, youngsters, listen. What is your Allah doing now? If Mr. ABC has to walk in the Jumma, Jami Masjid, Jumma Masjid, Jami Masjid of Lusaka, and say, brothers here, what is your Allah doing now? Many of us, our huzu will break, you know. So you must remember. You know, one day the imam, he made sajda so. People asked him, Mawlana, you read the namaz properly, why you made sajda so? He said, no, it came out softly, so I made sajda. You must remember the wuzu breaks. No soft and loud business. The wuzu is broken. Namaz is broken. So he said, Professor Sahib, what is your first question? He said, my first question is that, what is your Allah doing now? 10-year-old boy stands up in Baghdad in Iraq. He says, the professor asked me, what is my Allah doing now? I am standing now and you are sitting now. My Allah says, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ Allah gives izzat and honor to whomever He wants. He gives zillat and disgrace to whomsoever He wants. You ask me what my Allah is doing. My Allah gave me honor and my Allah disgraced you. He made you sit now. People were amazed. What the answer a 10-year-old boy gave. He said, Professor Sahib, any more questions? He said, yes. Question number two, where is your Allah? I imagine. You are speaking to a person what we will call is an atheist. And you can't just say Quran and Hadith, you don't believe in all this kind of thing. So the young man said in the audience, who's got the candle? So the candle gave, you know, those days they didn't have all, mashallah, all these facilities. So he ignited the candle and asked the professor, Professor, I want to ask you a question. You ask me, where is my Allah? Where is the light of this candle? So the professor said, simple, that you see, you ignited this candle, it is all sides. He said, Zalim, O transgressor, oppressor, you ask me, where is my Allah? If you accept the light of the candle is everywhere, then you know where is Allah? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah's effulgence in the heavens, in the earth, everywhere. Now already the professor knew Allah is defeating and humiliating him at the hands of a 10-year-old youngster. He said, any more questions? He said, one final question. He said, the professor stood up again and said that, who came before Allah? Brothers, be honest, if me and you had to be asked these kind of questions, big giants of ulama will have difficulty also. The young man came in front again and said, Professor, please count for me. What comes before five? He said, four. Before four, three. Before three, two. Before two, one. Before one, what comes? He said, zero. He said, fine. Use your own arithmetic and mathematics, and we will now prove. Before five, you said four. Before four is three. Three is two. Two is one. So you must remember, huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin. So Almighty Allah was there, Allah is there, Allah will always be there. So that is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, even if you take the laws of arithmetic. So you must remember, who was this 10-year-old boy, brothers? You see, your country, today we were coming back, and already people are still dancing and everything, you know. Because Zambia won the Afro, what? Afro Cup. African Cup, right? Till now the celebrations are going on. So you must remember this. So we know everybody's name, from the goalkeeper right till the center forward and all. By heart we know, plus the reserves and everyone. Coach, if I tell you the 10-year-old boy's name was what? Nu'man bin Thabit. How many of us know who's Nu'man bin Thabit? Nu'man bin Thabit is Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. There's a book in English, The Wonders of Islam. Go buy and purchase and procure that book, and you will find these type of incidents mentioned. How Allah chose the youth in the prime of their ages, and see how they were destined to do such great things. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسك. Appreciate five things before five. حياتك قبل موتك. Your life before death. وشبابك قبل هرمك. And your youth before old age. And then وغناك قبل فقرك. And your wealth before poverty sets in. You see, today we are millionaires. Go study the history of countries, Burma, Rangoon. The Muslims were so rich, they used to light up their cigarettes and their cigars with money. So rich they were. But when the revolution came, they had to run with the clothes on their body, and they had to wait for people to give them zakat. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ وَصِحَّةَ قَبْلَ شُكْمِكَ. And your health before sickness comes in. وَفَرَاغَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. And your leisure time, your free time, before you get engrossed. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Now let's carry on, my brothers. I just give you a few incidents. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes parda and leaves this world. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, لَمْ يَحْتَلِيمْ. When Nabi alayhi salam performed Hajjatul Wida in the 10th year of the Hijrah, 11th year, 3 months after Hajj, Nabi alayhi salam left this world. So remember, he was not even baligh. He was not even mature. Who is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, my brothers? Ra'isul Mufassiri. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam made dua for him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil wa faqihhu fi deen. Oh Allah, teach him the interpretation of the Quran Kareem. Give him the profound understanding of this deen. My youngsters, you know everything about your emails. Your emails are flying more and more to the females. You know everything about the BlackBerry. You know everything about the iPad and the iPhone. But sometimes in our midst, we have great people, old people. Go sit by them, and one day they will make dua for you. You see, before Maghrib Salat, we went to meet one of our senior ulama here. Maulana Siddiq Sahib. Maulana Siddiq Sahib Hafizahullah, he gave us his story, 82 years old. I'm a musafir here. So I told Maulana and them, let's go meet. I want to meet the old senior ulama. Kya lena dena, what we want to take? Hazrat is a shagird and the student of great giants of ulama. So when we meet them, we couldn't meet those ulama, at least we meet the students of those great ulama. And one day they make dua for you. When we came, we stopped by Maulana Ibrahim sahab. Maulana Ibrahim Jada sahab, what stories has he gave us, incidents? So you, my beloved youth, now I'm coming to a very important part, and you youngsters, I know you love this part. And you must remember, each one I'm telling you, you must memorize it. You see, today's world, we live in a secular world. We live in a capitalistic world. Secularism means that you live in a godless society. God, religion, all that is relegated. It's a private matter. It's got nothing to do. You must just make money, capitalism. I just returned from China 2 weeks ago. I gave Jumma lecture in Hong Kong. So you must remember, I just came here from China and Hong Kong. People work 3 shifts. 8 hours, 8 hours, 8 hours. The men are working, the women are working, the children are working. So materialism, consumerism has become the order of the day. So lesson number one, meet your old people, your dada, your nana, your grandparents, your parents. You, my beloved youngsters here, be honest, you don't have to give me that answer. When last did you go to your mother and take her hand and kiss your mother's hand? When last? Is that not the culture of Islam? Mustafa alayhi salatu salam used to go to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha's house. Beloved Fatima radiallahu anha would stand up and take her father's hand and kiss it. Sometime Mustafa alayhi salam would kiss his daughter's hand as well. To kiss the girlfriend has become easy, but to kiss our own mother has become difficult. When will we kiss our mother? When the janaza is lying there. Will you do that, my brothers? Tonight, before you sleep, you go to your mother and you tell your mother how much you love her. And you tell your mother that you can never repay her. Can anyone repay their mother? Never. So this is how you take du'as of your mother. But we got married. Now you look at your beautiful wife the whole time. Mother bichari is history and wife has become geography. We forgot everything. All the sacrifices, mother says, beta, go bring some medicine, we make our eyes so big. Now look at this old lady troubling me again. Brothers, youngsters, I'm giving you all 7 recipes. And then we'll add another 3. Inshallah, you're going to get married. We want a stable society. We want a vibrant, dynamic society. How are you going to maintain your marriages? How are you going to maintain? You know, I gave lecture yesterday to the ladies, and therefore I love Q&A. Because they have an open field. So many ladies wrote, they said, my husband took second wife, my husband was busy with his secretary, therefore they call her secretary, they call her because she keeps the secrets, you know. So this type of thing. Husband did this, and he's busy with his second wife, and he said he must keep it secret. How many? I can show you, I kept it there. So brothers, we need to build a dynamic society. You youngsters, you're going to get married, and those of us married, take this 7. When I lecture to the men, I call it prescriptions. When I lecture to the ladies, I tell them 7 recipes. Number 1, when last did you make salam to your wives? We just entered the house, baby, bring tea, bring food, bring this, bring. The dictator came inside. Awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahababtum. Must I not show you that Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you carry it out, it will generate mutual love. Afshu salama baynakum. Give salam currency among yourself. You bring in your car, your wife is waiting for you. Say, Assalamu alaikum. Train your wife, you are waiting and she comes. Assalamu alaikum. Tonight we go home and our wonderful, beautiful wife is there. Before you say anything, Assalam qabl al kalam. Say, Assalamu alaikum. When we start making salam, brothers, we live in a house. The house will become a home, and the home will become Darussalam. A home of peace, a home of tranquility, a home where Allah's mercy is coming. All these authentic ahadith in Bukhari, Muslim, and Tirmidhi, and all these things. So number one prescription, make salam. Parents to children, husband to wife, wife to husband. Like that, number one prescription recipe. Number two, tahaddu, tahabbu. Give gifts to one another. One day we had a nikah seminar. So Baji makes mark of yourself. You know, sometimes I mix one, two stories. So we had Q&A. So one old Baji, nice white beard, he picked up his hand. He said, Mufti sir, why must we men pay mahar? You see, we make nikah, we have to pay mahar. So I said, who's going to give long answer? I said, Baji, no play, no pay. No pay, no play. How you can play free of charge? You have to pay, you know. So second prescription, see brothers, from Lusaka, our brothers go a lot to Guangzhou. They go a lot to China. They come a lot to South Africa. They go here and there. MashaAllah. Now we go to a restaurant, one lady comes and she gives us very nice service. Yes, sir, how many bags full, sir? No, sir, this, sir. Finish, $5 tip. SubhanAllah, the lady gave us one meal and we gave her $5 tip. Our wives, they are serving us 1,000 meals, but no tip for them. They phone me on the radio and say, my husband is so conjuice, so makichu, such a bakhil, such a miser. He don't spend nothing on me. So I have to give them one tactic. I say, sister, tell your husband, oh honey, please give me some money. Imagine they have to bribe us up, then they can get something out of us. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said, tahaddu, tahabbu. Give gifts to one another. It will generate mutual love. Husband, wife, there must be some up and down. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الدَّغَائِينَ. When you give hadiyah, it removes that malice and rancor and hatred. The barakah of giving gifts. قِصَّةُ Umar وَالْأَعْرَابِ. Go read about Amir al-Mu'mineen, said Umar the genius. Oh, I got the whole book, Allama Tantawi wrote, Akhbaru Umar radiallahu anhu warda. Sayyidina Umar is sitting in his house, the Arabi, the Bedouin comes, and then he takes a U-turn and goes away. Sayyidina Umar saw him. He sends his bukhalid person there. He's brought in the Deba Sayyidina Umar. You came right till my door and you went to, he said, yeah, Sayyidina Amir Umar, please, I don't want to speak about it, please. He said, I command you, you must tell me. So, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, me and my wife, we had a bit of a, you know, argument. I told a few words and she had paragraphs for me. She gave me a tongue lashing. I felt so hurt. And I said, let me come and make mashura here with you. When I came to your house, I see your wife giving you a tongue lashing. I said, what does Amir al-Mu'mineen help me? His situation, my situation, we're all in the same boat. Therefore, I see the genius. Sayyidina Umar told him, who cooks your food? Said my wife. He said, that who cleans your home? Said wife. He said, that who looks after the children? Said wife. Who looks after your assets? And you know, in our terminology, uplang we call. So that is for my part I'm putting. So who looks after the uplang and all that when we're gone? Say wife. Who? Said Umar took 5-6 portfolios and said, SubhanAllah, one lady and she got 5 portfolios. Sometime if she talk too much, so give her some liberty also. Every time. What is the sign of the intelligent husband? And what is the sign of the unintelligent husband? The unintelligent husband, when the wife speaks, then he says, shut up, keep quiet. The intelligent husband will tell his wife, oh, my honey, my sweetheart, you look so beautiful with your mouth closed. So how many prescriptions we got, brothers?
Two.
Salam, give gifts. Third one. وَلَا تَحْكِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاقَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ. Do not belittle any good deed, even when you smile with your brother. Now what we did? That sometimes we will smile with our friends, but we will never smile with our wives. 90%. But we will go to the bank, we will go to the post office, with that lady we will smile. And we will prolong the conversation. I to go harichi. What is haram, that became beloved. And what is halal, that became old fashioned. You see, my brother? You try it today. We're going to go home after the program, after Isha. We will say, Assalamu alaikum. I'm lecturing now for more than 30 years with Allah's help. You must remember, brothers, I want to say sisters also, you know, used to the radio, but now there's no sisters here. So brothers, smiling is contagious. I keep quiet now, and I just look at you and I smile, automatically you will smile back. Try it yourself today. Then look at your wife in the eye, and say Assalamu alaikum, and smile to her. You will see automatically she'll smile back. So that is how today the bodies are meeting husband-wife, but the hearts are not meeting. We want the hearts to meet also. Salam, giving gifts. Three, smiling. Four, share the same utensils. You see, this is the glass. Take Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah mubarakah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says, I drank water in the glass, from the glass, and some water was left. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam took that glass. And not only drank from their brothers, the side from where I drank, Nabi alayhi salam turned it around, hadith in Sunan Nasai, and drank from there, wa ana haizun, and she was in that state when she had no salat. Today's enlightened Muslim, if you tell him that share the same utensil with your wife, you'll see, what? I will get germs. But you go do other unda danda, then you don't get germs. So you see, brothers, there's no germs business. This is prophetic way. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam's way. Share the utensils. So we got salah, we got gifts, we got smiling, and we got sharing the utensils. Number five. Give husband, wife affectionate names. What would Mustafa alayhi salatu salam call Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha? Open Sunan Daraqutni, the hadith is clear. Ya Humaira. Oh, you, my beloved wife, with a red complexion. You see, women, Allah made them such. They love to be praised. They love to be called something affectionate. So whatever name you like, Habiba, honey, sweetheart, darling, whatever you want to, brother. That is part of our Islamic system. Not what these people want to teach us. So take from Nabi alayhi salatu salam's akhlaq-e-kareema. See, he's to call Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Humaira. So we take lessons from them. Sixth one, my brothers, that when last did we make this dua? Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 75, Surah 25, verse 74, Surah Furqan, Allah says, Ibadur Rahman. My special servants, this is the dua they make. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Those of us who are going to get married, those of us who are married, those of us who are married 30, 40 years, we all have to make this dua, male and female. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses. Oh Allah, grant us such children. that the coolness of the eyes. Aankho ke thandak ho. So remember this, then our eyes will be for our wife. Our wife's eyes will be for us. What is the meaning of Qurrata Ayun? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, when the husband sees the wife sees the husband, parents see the children, and vice versa, then they see them fi ta'atillah. They see them in the obedience of Almighty Allah. Imagine, brothers. How many prescriptions, brothers?
Six.
Now in our homes, maybe in the masjid, I don't know. In our homes, I'm sure 80%, 70% we have it. When we enter the home, we have wonderful frame. Which one? Asma'ul Husna. The beautiful 99 names of Almighty Allah. What Quran teaches us? وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Allah by those names. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. From tonight, make this routine, make this ma'amool. Every day in my life, I will read the 99 names of Allah. Because Mustafa alayhi salam said, Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Who reads it, he goes to Jannah. Who by heart it, he goes to Jannah. You read it also, you go to Jannah, inshallah. So make it a ma'amool, a habit, part of our routine. Now you take one name of Allah. We want to love our parents. We want to love our wives. We want to love our children. But sometime the shaitan comes. Sometime our nafs comes, the evil. And we then divert and deviate. So say, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, love comes from you, Ya Allah. So bring that love between me and wife. Bring that love between brothers and sisters. Bring that love between the family, Ya Allah. So read this, Ya Wadud. You understood, my youngsters? So how many recipes, prescriptions now?
Seven.
Now our brother is getting married. Now we're going to perform his nikah after Isha. Anybody getting married tonight? Nobody. So let's say somebody is getting married. Example now. So now tonight is Laylatul Zafaf. Tonight I told you 7 plus 3 will give you it. So you must remember we have to make Tilka Ashratun Kamila 10 points. So tonight is your wedding night. My beloved youth, today when we speak of nikah and wedding night, the first thing they say, honeymoon. You know why they call it honeymoon? Because now they will go to Kariba, they will go to Livingston, they will go Mauritius, they will sit there, the husband will tell his wife, honey, see there is the moon there. So therefore they call it honeymoon. After 1 week they came, the honey and the moon both busing. We don't want that kind of honeymoon. We want the foundation must be right. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam taught us hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam alone with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the mahar, everything is already sorted out. Now takes milk and gives Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. You see, brothers? So our wedding night, beside the mahar, you must remember that you have to give some gift. I'm not saying must, it is sunnah. So now we little bit make it a bit modern also, that you don't have to just take milk, you take some milkshake also, or you take something else, and oh honey, for you another gift I give you. So in that way you start your nikah, you start your new life now on a positive foundation. See this masjid, good foundation inshallah, like that. Second one, hadith in Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah. I perform one young brother's nikah. I give one name, brother. If I take somebody's name here, Karisab, aapki shari to nahi hui na? To be me Karisab, for example. Karisab read very beautiful. So, mashallah, the Karisab now, it won't happen to him, he's a Karisab, mashallah. So now I perform one young brother's nikah like Karisab. So I told him, brother, tonight, when you and your wife are alone in there, so tonight you're going to make imamat. You must be in front and your wife behind you. Don't put your wife next to you. You have to pray P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y. If you put your wife next to you, it will be P-R-E-Y. So on the wedding night, you must remember the sunnah. I give you the reference. Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah, the husband in front and the wife at the back. Right? We performed the brother's nikah, we made dua, everything, everybody met him. He saw me alone, he came by me, he said, Mufti sahab, you told me I must perform imamat. My surahs are all kacha. How will I make nikah? So I caught his hand and I told him, I made your nikah pakka and you tell me your surahs are kacha. You're no kacha and pakka. Yeah. He told me his surahs are not very strong. It's all weak, weak. So I told him, I made your nikah perfect. You tell me your surahs are imperfect. So I told him, you don't read Yasin and Tabarak and Ewal Asri Inna Atayna. Any short surah, you just read and everything. So second sunnah. Third sunnah on your wedding night, brothers. Now you alone with your wife. What is the biggest complaint our mother-in-law, our in-laws got against us? What is that? They say, Inubo, Magajbo, Tikoloche, very hot, taste mizaj hai. They say he's very hot-tempered, short fuse, confusing everybody. Is it? So you must remember. So we sort all that out on a wedding night. So Nabi alayhi salam taught us, Musannaf Abdul Razak's hadith, take water, it's your wife now. So now no hijab, all that day. You take the tell her, now open the hair, everything, and you sprinkle water here. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha. Wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, all the goodness there is in this lady, this wife of mine, I ask you for that goodness. All the shir and weaknesses she has, oh Allah, may panah mangta hu, oh Allah, I seek your protection. She must do the same for you. I performed one brother's nikah, I looked at him, I asked him, you came from Umrah? He said, no, totally bald. I wanted to tell him that your wife must sprinkle on your hair. But I saw he got no hair. You know? So you must remember that. So sprinkle on the head, you see, like that. So sprinkle on the head like that, so it's also all right. So inshallah, that will be like a radiator, it will cool him down. So this, from the very night, everything will be smooth. So we got all 10 recipes prescription? All right, time for story, you like stories. This is not Quran, hadith, it's a story. You see, Channel Islam, we do Q&A Monday night, this famous program, you all know about it, most of you, I think. So one day they read a letter the daughter-in-law wrote. She said, my mother-in-law is like this and like this and like this. So I said, before I reply to this question, I want to tell you a story. One day, wherever I am, I just use example. So one day, there was two buses. One bus with a mother-in-law and other bus with a daughter-in-law. So they were going from Lusaka to Kariba. I went there today, so we just say that. I don't know the other places also. So subhanallah, lo and behold, they just left Lusaka, and then it was drizzling, and then the bus with the mothers-in-law, it capsized. Inna lillah, they're all gone. Some of the daughters-in-law really cried sadness. Some of them cried out of happiness, you know. And some of them crocodile tears, you know. So in Islam, when somebody passes away, then the period of mourning, of sadness, is 3 days. So one daughter-in-law, the fourth day, fifth day, still she's crying. So the other daughters-in-law came and told her, you love your mother-in-law so much, 5 days already you're still crying. She told them, you don't understand. She said, what we don't understand? He said, my mother-in-law missed the bus. My mother-in-law missed the bus. So I told them the story at night, finished down. So I go a little bit late, you know, 10, 11 o'clock there. So when I went to the studio, my colleagues told me, that one lady 3 times already she phoned and she says, urgent. I'm in a masjid, brothers. So I just sat down, the phone rang. And every time the phone rang, my habit, I just say, assalamu alaikum. So the lady said, Mufti sahab, last night you told the story that mother-in-law missed the bus. It is my mother-in-law who missed the bus. What must I do now? I said, don't worry, I'm sending another bus for her. So this is the value of mother-in-law. So brothers, how we must have adab, love for our mother, we must have the love for our mother-in-law also. Okay, brothers, this last 15 minutes of mine. What are the problems as youth we face? Number one, my brothers, now I'm being very open. You won't make it if you have bad friends. Al-mar'u ala dini khalili. You must select good friends. I go back in my own life, it's all with the help of Allah. I'm becoming a hafiz, 69, 70. Where we are 70, we 2012. 42 years, isn't it? We used to play, I was a lover of sports. My town is Heidelberg, I'm born there. Our Hazrat Maulana Mansur Sahib is buried there from Zambia. So you ask anybody, they will tell you, soccer I used to play, cricket I used to play, tennis I used to play. I loved it. When we used to play soccer and these things, in those days, 70, 69, half the team playing soccer were on drugs already. So imagine if we don't select our friends, where we will go to. So you must, first appeal I make to you, be very careful who you choose and select as your friends. When you choose good friends, alhamdulillah, you will go on the right path with Allah's help, inshallah. We choose bad friends. Quran mentions this incident. Tomorrow on day of Qiyamah, we will say, Ya laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. Oh Allah, how I wish I did not take that person as my friend. But alas, it's too late. So I appeal to you, I told you today's talk is for you, my beloved brother and youngster. Choose your friends very, very carefully. One. Number two, you see the TV, there's iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, everything is neutral. If we use it for good, good will come out. We use it for bad, then remember bad things. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَانُ. The shaitan beautifies all these things. He makes it seem irresistible. We can't stay away without it. You see the youngster, whole day he's busy with his BlackBerry, with his emails, and what, and messages, and BBM. I see the youngsters, you know, we have to still one finger, type. They know the whole thing heaves. They're looking at you and already busy like this. The message is gone. We're not against technology. We're not against science. We're against it when you get engrossed with it. We're against it when we use it for haram things. Understand it, brothers. So you send me from Zambia emails. Mufti@telcomsa.net. You know, many of you send questions, we answer. So if we use it, alhamdulillah, for good things, no problem. So number one, our friends. Number two, all these modern gadgets, we must remember that we must ensure that we use it, we don't abuse it. Number three, from now, my youngsters, you are 15, you are 18, you're 20. Every day read 2 rakat salat. And read in sajda, read in your dua, the dua I gave you. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, give us such spouses, give us such children that are the coolness of the eyes. If we get the wrong wife, we lose everything. We lose the debit card and credit card and everything else is gone. So from now you have to make sure you choose. See, I'm speaking to you as my friend, as my son, as my brother. Never get married, my young brother. Never get married, my young sister. And you did not make mashura with your beloved parents. Understand this. There is no barakah, brothers, in getting married and breaking the heart of our parents. So always make mashura with them. Next one, make sure our income is halal. You see, brothers, it's a chain. If our income is halal, then we consume halal. And if we consume halal, then the actions that emanate from our body, Quran says, will be a'mal saliha, will be righteous deeds. Ya ayyuha ar-rusul, kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu saliha. O you prophets and messengers, eat that which is pure and wholesome, and do the righteous deeds. So the converse also applies, the opposite. If my income is filled with interest, is unda danda and what Allah alone knows, then I'm consuming things that are haram or tainted, polluted. Then the vice will flow. Then to go to casino, then to go to escort agency, then to go to the wrong places, all that also becomes so easy. So my young brothers, I will rather take less, but it's 100% halal, than taking more, but there's a question mark on that income. I leave you with these four things now. This is my concluding message to all of you. Akhir karo jo kuch karna hai, akhir maut hai. We all have to die. Since I came here, we visited. Yesterday we went to whose place? Where, Mono? Nanima's is living. The nani is living and the daughter passed away. You know, for a mother, grandmother, 104 years old, right? She lost her daughter. She knows what she's going through. The world will expect the old lady to pass away, not the daughter, but Allah's sister. See, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah. I want to leave you with these two things. One poetry and one message. Then the floor is open. I want all your attention. Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, what did he say, my dear brothers, my beloved youth? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولٌ وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولٌ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولٌ. How many kafan and shroud are washed every day? On Channel Islam International, you'll hear, this person passed away, Salatul Janazah this time. Don't we hear? In your town here, don't you hear? Yesterday we were leaving, some brother passed away. Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
Almighty Allah give all their family Sabre Jameel. But the greater lesson, my brothers, is me and you to think of ourselves. What will happen the day my kafan is washed? Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, I went to his grave and I read this poetry there by him. To appreciate. You were the sage of the age and you taught us this poetry through your book, Hunyatul Talibin. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan are washed every day? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. But the person who's going to go into that kafan and shroud is so busy, so busy. Remember that he's got no time. He's busy in the souk, he's busy in the bazaar, he's busy in the market, busy in the mall. How is the dollar doing today? How is the euro doing today? How is the rain performing? How are you performing, my brother? How am I performing, my brother? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورٌ. How many a grave is dug every day? My beloved youth, my beloved youngsters, you must learn these two duas. Surah 17, verse 24. Your parents are alive. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy on these parents of mine as they nurtured me. They brought me up when I was a baby. What nakhra, what tantrums, what tricks we used to play with them. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Surah 17, verse 24. You must by heart it that we owe our parents. If the parents have passed away, Surah 14, verse 41, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41, رَبَّنَ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. That, oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my parents, forgive the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, the day when the accountability will be established. Simple du'as like this we must learn. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani says, وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug? Go to the graveyard every Friday, my youth, my brothers. مَنْ زَارَ قَبْرَ أَبَوَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَ أَوْ أَحَدُومَ. That whosoever visits the grave of his parents, both of them or one of them, then يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَ, on a Friday, غُفِرَ لَهُ وَكُتِبَ بَارًا. كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ. That Allah will forgive you and you'll be considered as an obedient, pious son of your parents. Rawahul Bayhaqi, Imam Bayhaqi has mentioned. So make it a habit, beloved brothers. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person who's going to go into that grave, me and you, we are deceived with the occasion of joy and happiness. Today is my nikah. Lucky my wife isn't there. Today is my nikah. Tomorrow is my walima. After 1 year, there'll be akika. I asked the Mawlana, Maaf, I don't know who's the Imam, so Maaf, I'm just asking. I asked the Imam, he said, take out the 4x4, because in Lusaka we haven't got potholes, we've got boreholes. So you must remember this type of thing. So you must remember, take it out on a Friday, you will get a lot of barakah. So the occasions of joy and happiness, they made us forget what's going to happen. Our new car, our new wife, our new cell phone, our new TV, our new house. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. So these occasions of joy and happiness, they made, they deceived us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My children are excelling, they're passing with distinction. My business is flourishing. The doctor told me, like Robert Mugabe, I'm fit as a fiddle. When I left South Africa, I read there, President Mugabe said that the doctors say, I'm fit as a fiddle, 88 years old. See, we don't know what will happen to us, 88. So anyway, you must remember that. So, وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَاحِكُ. How many of us will be smiling? How are we happy? وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. With a new car, South Africa, one of our family, distant family, bought a new helicopter. 5 million, 4 million rand. 4-5 million. Helicopter. First time we went with a helicopter. Helicopter crashed, janaza ki. وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. You see, brothers? So I leave you with that thought, and one more thought, then I'm finished. I went to Kariba there, and I told the ulama, and I must thank our Mawlana Idris sahab, Mufti Ridwan sahab, Mawlana Yusuf sahab, and all the ulama of the Jamia. You must appreciate what you got. Jamia Islamia, for this, you see, when we speak of South Africa, when I speak to my Arab brothers, I tell them, what you know of Junubi Africa? They say, Junubi Africa, Asimatul Jaraim, is the capital of crime. I say, 100%, my brother. I say, what else you know? They say, we hear there's too much AIDS there. I say, 100%. I say, come now, brother, I tell you the other side. Batinuhu fihi rahma wa zahiruhu min qibali al-azab. From outside this azab, there's punishment, there is AIDS, there's crime, but inside, the amount of darulums we have. You go to Darulum Zakariya, some of your ulama studied. I got nothing to do with Darulum Zakariya. But I go there, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq sahab, my beloved ustad, is there. So they have students there studying in South Africa from 54, 55 countries. They left their countries to come study in South Africa. Is that not something to think about? If you take per capita, there's no country in the world that got more huffaz than South Africa. Muslim country, Arab country, percentage-wise, no one got. So you see, that is Allah's mercy. Allah gave you Jamia Islamia. Allah gave you Jamia Zainab. What are the madrasa we went? The girls madrasa? Tarbiyatul Banat madrasa. We went to the orphanage. We went to your senior ulama. So you got a lot of things going. So when you go to Kariba, when you go to Livingston, when you go to Durban, when you go to Cape Town, Mauritius, this is the lesson I want to leave you with. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءَ. You see the wave, you see the bubble, you see the foam. That foam and bubble comes on top. That remains on top and then it disappears. That is a sign of falsehood. The falsehood, this ism will come on top and then it will disappear. Communism came, socialism came, all thrown to the scraps of history. Apartheid, South Africa. What the white men told us. I was called a coolie, and they kicked us out from our house. Coolie, you must eat khan. You must get out from your. In front was our shop, behind was our house. Upar makan, niche dukan, fabi ayyala, rabi kwaduka ziban. So you must remember this. So all they said, you pick up and you go. This is for the whites. Where's apartheid today? The whole nationalist party finished, thrown away to the scraps of history. So that is the bubble. Me and you, brothers and sisters, I want you must carry this message to your sisters, your wives, mothers. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You see, underneath that bubble, underneath that foam, you find the water. And that water is an asset to humanity to take this Islam and share it with people. So when we are coming back, they asked me some questions. I told them, simple example. Anything you want to discuss of Islam. We made wuzu for Maghrib. We're going to read Isha just 9, 20 minutes, 25 minutes time or so. Half an hour's time. So you must remember that we wash our hands. We come to know the color of the water. We put in our mouth. We come to know the taste of the water. We take the water, insert in our nose, the nostrils. We come to know the smell of the water. Water has three characteristics. Color, taste and smell. When it passed all three tests, Allah's Kalam, Allah's Quran Kareem teaches us, فَقْسِنُوا هُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَمْسَحُوا بِالْرُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. Carry on with your wuzu. Show me any religion that can teach you something so clean. Sheikh Ahmad Didat, Rahimahullah, you'll know, he used to debate with the Christians and everything. One day the Christian came to him and told him, I want to debate with you. I told this person is finished now. I don't know for what he wants to start the debate. So Sheikh Ahmad Didat sometimes used to put them in a real corner, you know. He said, best thing, brother, what we do. You see that toilet, we use it Muslims. There's water there, everything. You go there to the public toilet there and there. You know there's no water there. You use your toilet paper and whatever. Now when you debate sometimes, you make statements. He said, after that, I will drop my trouser and you drop your trouser. We see where the fly will come in. If the fly comes by you first, you embrace Islam. You say, I don't accept, I surrender. Gone, debate finished. Our Islam brothers, there's no need, and I want this message to go to you youth. There is no need anywhere to apologize for Islam or to compromise on Islam. My last trip I came from South Africa to Ndola, 2009. One white brother, myself, my wife. I could see the brother was not comfortable. We dressed like this. My name, AK Hussein, made me think I got the AK-47 here or something. So a lot of things, you know. So I say, brother, how are you? I'm from South Africa. I speak a little bit Afrikaans also. So they say, oh, Bayakhut. What's your name, brother? I say, Steve. I say, you believe in Adam and Eve or you believe in Adam and Steve? He said, no, I believe in Adam and Eve. I say, okay. Oh, after you're ready with us. Okay. I say, I ask you a question, you ask me a question. So he's here, I'm here, and my wife, three seats. Small plane, there's 50 seats or something. He make like this. You see, why your wife is dressed like this? Face. I said, Steve, I'll answer you. But you must be honest in your answer. He said, fine. I say, Steve, let's say there's 50 people in this plane. And we break it down, 25 men, 25 women. Is fair? Is it fair? I say, Steve, be honest. Who will be a better example? And who will teach modesty, morality to the children, grandchildren? A woman dressed like this, or the woman who are dressed in this plane, three-quarter of them, scantily clad, half-quarter, half-naked, three-quarter naked. I'm asking you, Steve, be honest. He makes like this. Your wife will teach them more. Alhamdulillah. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil adaw. Virtue is there that even your enemies they accept. Brothers, the floor is open. Normally I talk 1 hour, then I'm tired and retired. But I see your brothers ikhlas, your brothers muhabbat. Allah give all of you jazai khair, inshallah. Whatever you want to ask, especially the youth, we give you preference. One question now, not one person ask 10 questions now. Just pick up your hand and you ask your question. Don't feel shy now. You want to make dua by 22:29, inshallah. Our imam sahab and then gave extension. Allah give them jazai khair. Quick now. The floor is open. Anything. Anything you want to ask, any topic you want to ask. Come, the floor is open. You see, now the men also learn from the woman. They say, we can't ask questions. We will write it down and send it. They say, there's parda between men and men also. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is suitable for Muslim women to travel with a driver. So you must remember, it depends who's the driver, you know. So the driver is a brother or this, then. If it's a ghair mahram, then it's not permissible. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, لا يخلوان رجل بمرأتين إلا وثالث ما شيطان. You have a strange man, you have a strange woman, they're alone. Now he take right turn, go in some corner, this, that. And they're alone, the third party will always be shaitan. So you must remember, it's very dangerous. You can't put butter next to the stove and expect nothing to happen. You understood, my young brothers? You say, no, I'm not going in this lift, I'm going in that lift. Why are you going in that lift? You say, no, I saw one nice secretary going in that lift. So you know, a lot of things can happen. So Islam taught us, we must promote a pure society. You see, if you go to France today, France, it's their statistics, not mine. More than 50% of the children born today in France are illegitimate children. Because you have a secular system. Remove God from the equation. There's no God, there's no religion, there's nothing. So we want a society that has shame, modesty, and that a chaste society. That is what we want. Gee. Oh, here is new system. Everybody send questions. Send, write whatever you want. Especially the youngsters. Lucky we don't have a phone here, but just SMS. Unless one Molana wants to give us his number, but maybe some other people will send him. Mufti Sahib, can we eat Brazilian chicken when we go for Umrah, Hajj in other Arab countries? What is your view and fatwa on this issue? We spoke about the youth. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, listen to their story quickly, I give you briefly. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is married to Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha in the second year of the Hijrah in Ramadan. In Ramadan, if we tell somebody, my daughter's son is getting married, we'll look at him this way and this way. Is this guy going a little bit tipsy or what? When are we going to have the chow and all, you know? So when are we going to eat? And so in Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the nikah, second year. Third year, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. Fourth year, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is born. When Mustafa alayhi salam's demise takes place, Sayyidina Hassan is 8 years old and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is 7 years old. Mustafa alayhi salam told Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu the hadith in Tirmidhi, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yurib. Leave that which puts you into doubt and rather opt for that in which there's no doubt. It's not I'm saying. If you come to my house now, I got it on my phone. Just go. You know, today there's a new sheikh. The new sheikh's name is Sheikh Google. So just go to Sheikh Google and put Arab news and put Brazilian chicken and what. Last week it appeared in the Arab news. They said after the conference, they had a conference in Riyadh last week. They said 95% of the meat coming to the Arab countries, they didn't say Makkah, Medina, they said Arab countries is haram. I'm saying, I'm giving you the source. 95% of the meat coming to the Arab countries is haram. Arab news coming to Arab. I still got it on my computer, I got it on my phone also. So you go see. So our advice from long time now is, remember, you got doubt, just abstain. So that is the best thing to do. Okay, is it permissible to be spacing between children in Islam? It depends what we mean with spacing. Spacing, one meaning is this, that mashallah you got married and then after 1 year Allah bless you with a baby. So now your wife is going to breastfeed. So the maximum period of breastfeeding is 2 years. So now then you say after that you know how we pull out new cars, you know, every second year, every year, new model. So if you go to Maulana, they drive Camry. I don't know here. So in Africa, they drive Camry because they got 5-6 children. The Camrys are very big, you know. And so you must remember. Sometimes. So you must remember this. If you do spacing because of that, then it's fine. But if you do spacing, you say, no, cost of living is very high. I went to China now. So they told me, per family, only one baby. You know, they speak like that, one baby. So I asked him, if twins come, what happened? He said, no, twins is all right, you can. But if you have second one in 2010, one in 2012, then they give you 100,000, 150,000 young is their money. There they give you fine. Because they say, we got no hospitals, we don't have school, we don't have this. So till today, in the major cities. So in Islam, we can't have a policy like that, you must remember that. So Islam is the nakahu takasaru, the more the merrier. So you must remember this. Is it permissible for Muslim to give his property on rent to a non-Muslim butcher, bank, to supermarket in which alcohol is sold? Quran Kareem says, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 2. That cooperate and assist with one another in good things. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا Do not cooperate and assist عَلَى الْإِثْمِ on sin and udwan transgression. So according to majority of the scholars, to give for alcohol, to give for pork, swine, all that, to give for banks, all this, you know all this in the Quran is haram. So we should not be giving, our income will be tainted. That is the fatwa of majority of scholars. So therefore, some ulama they say, but we say rather stay away. Have the man taraka shay'an lillah awwadahu allahu khayran min. Leave something for Allah's sake, Allah will give you a better replacement. Never mind in the year after, in this world Allah will give you something. We need to have the yakin and conviction. What is the ruling of Sharia for a person wearing short sleeve jubbas in namaz? The jubbas, I mean, I think they're speaking of kurtas. So you must remember that if short sleeve kurta, you wear kurta, that long, you know the short sleeve one. Mufti Rashid Ahmad Saab was a great mufti in Pakistan. In Ahsanul Fatawa, he wrote, if it is short-sleeve kurta, then it is permissible. But remember, adab and adab is there. It's better we wear long-sleeve. Quran Kareem says, Ya Bani Adama, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Take your beauty when you go to the masjid. So what is the beauty? You got a meeting with your president, you got a meeting with the ambassador, you got a meeting with somebody important, how we will dress ourselves. So we will do like that. So we must be, we will do something. So each one of us should do that, inshallah. Are children allowed to keep zulfa hair? You must remember the hair is a code. Walaj. Walaj means, yeah, you see this, the ears, yeah, halfway. Yeah, so you cut your hair here, yeah, that is called wafra. Then you cut your hair here, yeah, by the bottom of the ear, that is called limma. And then you let it come here to the shoulder, that is called jumma. Walaj, wow, lam, jim. So if you keep the hair wafra, or you keep the hair limma, or you keep the hair jumma, so that is sunnah. But today, our children, Allah alone knows, 3/4 of the time is fashion, but they use the name of sunnah. Huwa a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. Allah knows very well what is your intention. So sometimes, you see, I say that I'm going to sleep in the afternoon because it's sunnah. But it's sunnah, but I love it also, you know. So I get married. I say sunnah, but I love to get married also. I say dawat. To give dawat is sunnah. So you see, my kurta also is getting now big and big. So mashallah in Zambia, I think I came with 102 kilos, I'll go back 105 kilos. So I say, no, I must accept the dawat is sunnah. So we mustn't use the sunnah for our own ulterior motive. That is not right. Okay. Colored contact lenses, no. It's deception. Man ghashana. One boy comes to propose to you and you see you with green eyes, get married to you, you see you with brown eyes. So what happened here now? Not jayizdah. You must remember this thing, this movies, Hollywood, Bollywood is not permissible, definitely not. There's an excellent book you all should buy and read. I'm not selling it or something, I just got a copy. Khalid Beg is an excellent neuroscholar and he wrote there a book, Slippery Stone. It's one of the best books I read on music in English. So in Arabic, get Tahrimu Alati Tarb by Sheikh Albani. In Urdu, Islam or Musiki, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah. In English, Khalid Beg's book, nice thick book, that Slippery Stone. Get that book, excellent book. Ma taqulu ayyuhal ulama al-faqih hawla al-bunukul islami faqad wa salam. Ana aqul ya fadilat al-akh. إن القرآن قال يؤمنون بالغيب وأما البنوك الإسلامية يؤمنون بالجيب. هذا معنى. So the problem today is, brother asks, what we say about Islamic bank. So I said, Quran says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The problem today, what does halal certificate? I'm not speaking of your Zemnet. Zemnet?
Zamha.
Zamha and all that. I think in general. There, when you look at what happened in South Africa, you'll know what happened, came on TV and all that. And you see this halal bank and Islamic bank and Sharia bank and this and that. So Quran says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that you will believe in the unseen. So they say, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ, how much cut I can make out of it. So on the radio I said, on General Islam and Voice of the Cape, and if you go to VOC, Voice of the Cape website, they still got my comments there. I said, I don't say all, but the ulama who did all this, they became scholars for dollars. Allah forbid. But they became scholars for dollars. We can't sell our deen, brothers. هَذَا halal, وَهَذَا haram. لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. We make this halal, and we make that haram, and we fabricate against Almighty Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ لَا يُفْلِحُ. When you lie against Allah, you will never be successful. So I don't say all the things haram, but I'll tell you this, to say it's 100% Sharia, that it can never be. So you must remember that. هَلْ يَجُوزُ تِجَارَةُ تَلَوِيْجُونَ and all that. So you must remember, the brother is asking about television and all these things, can you sell it? You see a radio, television, all these type of things. Take CCTV today. If you go to our Darul Ulooms and Madrasas and Masjid, you know South Africa, GP is gangster's paradise, lot of crooks, you know, so this stuff. In our Masajid today, we are putting CCTV. So you can't go say TV to sell it haram. You will say that what is being shown is not right. But the TV itself, you can't say that it's haram. So I told you, we're not against technology. We are against the abuse of it when it is. So nobody will tell you the TV itself is haram. It is the program that is shown there. That is the problem there. So you must remember that. The papers are getting smaller and smaller. You know, you have your spectacles, brothers. To love a girl in the heart without ever talking to her is zina or not? كُلٌّ يَدَّئِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَى وَلَيْلَى لَا تُقِرُّ بِذَا. Everybody used to come to Layla and tell her, I love you. Layla said, no one loves me. Only my Majnoon loves me. So they went to Majnoon. You know Romeo and Juliet like that? So they went to Majnoon and told him, this Layla of yours, her teeth are not even straight. Her eyes are also but squint. And now you must remember you love her. He said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Now tonight after the program, after Isha, you're going to do three things to your wife, right? One, you're going to make salam. Two, you're going to smile with her. And tell her, honey, today I'm looking at you with a different eye. It will be a special Saturday night. So brother, you say, now, you just love her, but you don't talk to her. So what is that? So when you're reading Salat, you're fantasizing of her. Is that? Then you'll make sajda, so. So Quran says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Don't purify yourself. Say, no, I'm not talking to her. So why did you bring these thoughts deliberately in your mind? And then you know, develop it, culture it, and this. Then when she gets married to somebody else, you will hate him and her. So go halal way. Make istikhara, make mashura, and speak to your parents. And if they're happy, then put in the word there. Then you won't be dreaming, then there'll be a long happiness, inshallah. So make it reality and ask Allah for khair always. This is a long story here. I have a gas problem. He wrote some other word, I didn't read it. I have a gas problem, very frequent, whereas I'm making wuzu, I keep thinking it is broken and repeat the wuzu 3-4 times before starting to pray. Also when praying salat, keeping having feeling that my wuzu. Brother, there's a hadith in Tirmidhi, Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّ لِلْوُضُوءِ شَيْطَانًا يُقَالُ لَهُ الْوَلَاحَانِ. So what you must do, it seems you're just repeating. So you must remember, read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahan. Oh Allah, W-A-L-A-H-A-A-N, walahan. Ya Allah, protect me from walahan. You know the surah yourself. You waswisu fi sudurin nas. What is happening to you is waswasa. Shaitan is whispering to you. Your husu is broken. This happened, this happened, this happened. So you must get rid of it. You sure you made huzu? You got doubt whether your huzu is broken or not. Al-yakinu la yazulu bishak. So your huzu is valid and your doubt does not break the huzu. Al-yakinu yazulu bil-yakin. When you are sure your huzu broke, then it broke. All these are doubts. It's the shaitan, he wants to prevent you from salat. So therefore he make all this. There are no sounds and all this. Is it engagement permissible in Islam? You must remember we perform a nikah now, so we read the khutbah. And before the khutbah, I say my daughter is getting married to your son, you say your son is getting married to my daughter. That is called khutbah. So before the marriage, when we make the engagement, what is called? Khutbah. A kasra, a zair on the. And on the occasion of nikah, we have khutbah. So is the engagement a khutbah in Islam? Yes. It's a promise from both sides. So why the ulama sometimes condemn it? They don't condemn the khutbah, they condemn the way, the manner we do it. We want the music to be there, we want the intermingling to be there. Then it's a license for the boy and the girl, and they give a fancy name in English, fiance and fiancé. Say, I'm just checking with my fiancé. In Arabic they say khatib and khatiba, you see. So that all is wrong, obviously. But now the families come to agreement that our son is getting married, and then you have mumi too. You have little bit barfi, and you have all this. There's nothing wrong, Islamically is fine. But no mix up business. That's where all the trouble comes.
Can people working for zakat funds be paid from zakat? You must remember, this is, we must not do this thing. These are healers. Healers means we look for loopholes and shortcut in the system. So we should not be doing this. Zakat primarily, Quran Kareem said, Surah Tawbah, Surah 9, verse 60, for 8 categories of people. One category there is wal amilin. Amilin means those people who the Muslim government has appointed. Not we appointed ourselves. Now here we appoint ourselves, we say, and every year we make our wages higher, higher, higher. I collect 100,000 kwachas, 100,000 rand, $100,000. I say 20,000 is for me. How can that be justified? Can't be justified. So that is wrong, brothers. We must not accept this type of thing. Can an Islamic institution accept vehicle, machine as... Remember, zakat, you can give in cash or kind. But when you give in to an organization, so organization is nobody. You have to give, make tamlik. Tamlik means you have to make a person the owner. You can't make the organization the owner. So you must remember that. A person must become the owner.
What is the ruling on taking pictures on phones?
The Arab ulama and Mufti Taqi Usmani and all of them, they say it's permissible, but I personally, I don't really agree with that. It's too much abuse today. See, I give you an example. You know, South Africa, I stand up to lecture. Now, mashallah, this is Lusaka, maybe you're not used to be the ulama, I'm sure they say no. When now we go a lot of places to lecture, we just stand up. So we stand up. Normally I lecture, stand and lecture, you know. So I stand and lecture. So then you find, tell the microphone that we were going to do Sakarat. So you must remember that. So now we stand and lecture. So the brother there, brother there, brother there. They're all busy with the steps. And now who we can stop? We go now, South Africa is so common. The video machine is there. It's fixed like in a masjid in Cape Town and all this stuff. Now, I don't tell them. I'll be honest, what must I lie to you? I don't tell them anything. Because you must remember the sheikhs and the imams, and the, they say, halal, this is permissible. In Makkah they got, Medina they got, Masjid Aqsa they got. Now, what you... But if you ask me fatwa, I say, no, I don't say. But some ulama, they say it's permissible. So therefore, better is stay away. That is my mashura. There's too much abuse today. You see, even today it happened. I went to Zimbabwe and finished Inna Maulana Kuch Aur Aham Hai. Anyone? Very aham. Okay.
Okay, we'll do this last one here. You see, I went to Zimbabwe, so one brother came, I went to Mutari or something. So he said, Mufti sahab, I'm Abdul Qadir Hussain. I said, Ji. He said, I samjha koi 70-80 saal ka buddha hai. I said, bilkul sahi. Oh, you youngsters, sir. He said, I thought this one old man, 70-80 years old. He said, 100% what you thought is right. When the voice leaves South Africa, it leaves young. When it reaches Zimbabwe, it becomes old. So today also somebody told me like that. He said, we thought you were an old man. I thought I'm old, but I'm not cold, you know. So like that it is. So now, we walk somewhere, it's just flesh. Sometimes it's not good. I'm with my wife or, you know, and then now you're flashing. And then. But who we can tell today? To invade somebody's privacy is right in Islam. Not right. I'm live outside in a masjid is happening. I'm telling you, South Africa, how many masajid I go and lecture? Hey, just take out the cell phone and busy. Cape Town, they put the videos there. One masjid got 3 videos. And this thing, yeah, from all angles they want to hit it. You know? Then they say, after the lecture, they tell me, they say, Mufti, we took the whole lecture. Then you know for what? We're going to sell it and the money will come to the masjid. Very good intention we got. I'm not making anything of it, they're making out of it. My fame, your fortune. Mera naam tumhara kaam. Now what we can tell? Okay, last one. The brother asked, Hal yajuz wa halqul lihya and hal huwa sunnah aw wajib? Ahsanul kitab fi hadhal mawdhu ya fadilatul akh. هو كتاب كتبه وصنفه فضيلة الشيخ شيخ مولانا زكريا وجوب اللحية وألق عليه سماحة الشيخ شيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله وجوب اللحية باللغة العربية عليك إن شاء الله أن تشتري هذا الكتاب وتقرأه إن شاء الله سيفيدك إن شاء الله. The best kitab on this topic is وجوب اللحية فضيلة شيخ مولانا زكريا رحمه الله. And the ta'liq, the footnotes was by the Grand Mufti, big alim, great alim, Sheikh Fadilatul Sheikh, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz. I met him many times, rahimahullah. He wrote the ta'liq, the footnotes on it. I got it at home. The original book was written in Arabic. That is the best. Brothers, it's 8:45. We'll make dua, 1 minute, 2 minute short dua. And Jamaat will be 9 o'clock. Chalo, ab bata de. So inshallah, 9 o'clock, Jamal brothers. And once again, we thank all the ulama, Jamia Islamia, all of you brothers, sisters. Wonderful stay we had. Inshallah, we'll come again. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Mujahideen wa al-Mazlumin wa al-Mustadafeen fi kulli makan ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله جزاك الله خير